Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there.
Stardate December 7th. The moon is a dead world. It trembles with a few small moonquakes, and there may be occasional burps of gas. But for the most part, not much happens inside it. That's definitely not the case for one of the moons of the giant planet Jupiter. Io is the most volcanically active world in the solar system. It's covered by hundreds of volcanoes and pools of hot lava. Some of the volcanoes are larger than anything on Earth, and the lava is much hotter. The volcanoes can send gas and ash hundreds of miles high. Some of this material escapes Io completely, about 1 ton every second. It forms a wide donut around Jupiter. The activity is powered by a gravitational tug-of-war between Jupiter and some of its other big moons. They pull on Io in different directions. That heats Io's interior, melting some of its rocks. A couple of recent studies found that Io has been at least this active since it was born. That suggests that Io and the other big moons have been locked into their current configuration since shortly after the birth of Jupiter itself. If that's the case, then Io has been caught in a terrific tug-of-war for 4.5 billion years. Jupiter rises above our moon this evening. The planet looks like a brilliant star. Only the moon and Venus outshine it. But you need binoculars to pick out Io and the planet's other big moons. Tomorrow, gravitational rings around the galaxy. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.